Here comes Greasy Claws, here comes Greasy Claws, right down Greasy Claws Lane. Dreezy's coming, yes he's coming, cause we're not the same. Dreezy says it's time for Christmas and he really don't care what the color of your skin is or how you wear your hair. Here comes Greasy Claws, here comes Greasy Claws, right down Greasy Claws Lane.
Yeah, here comes Greasy Claws. Right down Dreezy Claws Lane. Hey, Dreezy Claws, how are you?
Fine. That is the first time I've ever heard a song with my name in it. That is so awesome. Oh, well, my God, you should see my smile.
Well, I'm very happy to have provided that. It sounded a little, I don't know, it didn't sound as what, when I played it, when I recorded it at home, I thought it sounded better. But for some reason, I don't know, the technical thing escapes me.
Oh, no, it's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Dreezy is Andre Russell, a.k.a. Dreezy Claws, Chicago's Black Santa. And this is, I just got all sorts of questions. First of all, I got all sorts of questions. I just can't say them. how has generally, you know, in this world we live in today, how is the reaction to a Santa that's not white? So to speak. You know what I mean?
It has been very positive. It has been very positive. Adults and children. Adults are very welcoming. They're giving a lot of compliments, a lot of praise, a lot of props. They're sharing a lot of personal stories. I've never seen a Black Santa Claus. I've always wanted to see a Black Santa Claus. I wish I had a Black Santa Claus when I was younger, that sort of thing. With children, it's more along the lines of gradual belief, because some of it is not automatic depending on the children, because they're like, that's Santa. And then you have ones that automatically like gravitate, like, that's Santa. That's the man, no one else, and I'm happy to see you. And then it's like that. So you have those type of variances that are pretty cool. But it's been very positive, very positive.
In this, what are you doing? Are you doing virtual types of things this season?
Yes.
Dreezy Claws.
Yep. you just say Santa too. Yeah, Santa school, make it easier for everybody. But definitely. We started off in July, basically, you know, experimenting with Christmas in July, doing check-ins with kids and everything with the virtual platform. We wanted to see, because when the pandemic first started, immediately, like March or April, I was like, what am I going to do about Christmas? What am I going to do? Like, I know I couldn't be around families or this before we even thought about masks and everything else. So it was very early on that I thought about what to do. So I wanted to make sure that we had options in case we could not go out. So we do have virtual visits. Basically, that's real easy, like, you know, up to 15 minutes, and it's very personalized, very professional, so it's not just me talking to kid A, kid B, kid C. I'm actually saying your name. I'm actually saying, hey, what's going on? I heard you, you know, doing good in school and things like that, you know, very, very personal to make that connection as best as possible.
There must have been a question or two out of the mouth of babes, right? I mean, children that address the color of skin with asking you, well, you know, how come you're this way and that Santa Claus was that way? You must have an answer to that.
We scripted that a long time ago. Basically, long story short is two words, Santa magic.
That's pretty much
the best way to put it. You don't go into different conversations. It's Santa magic, or you want to get technical.
I get it. Call it the
Santaverse. The Santaverse, like the Spider-Verse.
Yes. Perfect.
The Santaverse.
I got to remember that.
Because
I mean, even in a I know he's going to have trouble with some of this. That really is what it is, so to speak. I mean, I've always stressed it with my kids, because they became somewhat jaded and doubted that there was a Santa. And I'm like, oh, no, you don't seem to understand. He's a spirit. You know, I mean, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. You don't, you know, he doesn't necessarily have to, you don't have to, you know, believe, you don't have to believe because there, you don't have to believe, but I'm just telling you, he's there anyway. I mean, you know.
Right. It's such a phenomenon. Like, I'm actually thinking about something to do for kids that are, like, transitioning out of the belief. Like, maybe the magic might not be necessarily for your age, but you don't ruin it for younger kids because that's how the magic lives, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's a part of the conversation, too, because I have a few parents that have wanted to meet me or have me visit their child, and they say, well, they're not really believing, but I still want them to see you. So it's just they want to see the Black Santa, and then I'm talking to them, and I'm basically like, you know, if you can see me and touch me and I can touch you and everything like that and interact, I'm real. And you can't take that part from me, you know. But in regards to everything else, you know, yes, I eat, I sleep, you know, I talk and I play and I laugh and everything else. So we're all real, you know. I don't want to get too deep with them. No, I just really want them to understand. Like I really want them to understand. Like, you know, this is definitely something, you know, a thing, you know. And you might have grown out of it, but that don't mean the next person gonna grow out of it. So you know.
Well, there was one. I had one experience a few years ago where someone asked me to be Santa at a local charity function or something, and I'd never done that. And so, and I'm sure you've experienced this, these kids buy in all the way. I mean,
yes, it's lovely.
It's a little scary. I mean, if you haven't done that before, I mean, I was like blown away. Oh my God, I've got to come up with an answer. I mean, these little people really believe that I'm Santa Claus, and I'm like, oh my God. I mean,
you have to be on script. You have to be on point. There was this young man, 2 years ago, asked me questions. They asked me questions about the elves, the reindeers, I live, what I ate, where Mrs. Claus is at. It's a full blown interview. There's a full blown interview, and you have to be ready. Like, I learned a new one about a reindeer. I actually started to, like, you know, a diversified reindeer. There's a girl reindeer somewhere in there. Yeah, you know, you know, and I have to, you know, I have to own that and take that with me now. So now I've done, you know, diversified the reindeer. So now it's not all boys. It's a few girls in there. And I got to name and figure out which one it is and go from there. So it's fun. You know, it's all about the, you know, the story.
Right. You know, if regardless of whatever race you are or anything else, if you ever get the chance to be a Santa for young kids, you're not going to believe it because the, you know, what's going on? You're dressed up as you know what. You know who you are. You sit down. You got a beard on. You got the thing on. Nobody can tell who you are. A little kid sits on your lap. And, oh, my God, it is just like they look at you with such intensity and belief that it's very – you have, you know, you suddenly realize, I have a responsibility here to – pull this thing off, you know?
I mean,
holy cow.
Yes, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
I got to use some training before I got in there. We're talking to Dreezy Claus, a.k.a. Andre Russell. You've written a book. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, this is the beginning. I'm going to develop a children's series with Dreezy Claus. Basically, this is called Dreezy Claus and the Boy Who Didn't Believe.
Uh-huh.
So this is basically Santa Claus 101, the introductory to Black Santa, basically. Having like typical story, you know, one child believes, another child doesn't.
Right.
And how that, you know, happens, you know, in Santa magic world, you know, basically. So it's a wonderful story. It's the first book I've ever written. I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of going through the process, you know, and everything. Had a lot of help with that. Can identify with and vibe with.
Yeah.
And I dedicated it to people that I know, so make it more personal. So the young girl in the book is actually named after a young girl that I know that's a my best friend's daughter. You know, the young boy is named after my late grandfather who passed away recently. So I put
I'm sorry to hear that.
No problem. Thank you. But I put that in there just to basically build the memory and make it personal, because I wanted people to understand that, you know, just because one person doesn't believe doesn't mean you can't believe.
Right.
And how you believe is part of the magic, you know.
Exactly.
And it's pretty good story. I got a couple of other stories lined up and everything coming up soon, or rather next year. But I'm just proud of it.
Can pre-order now for...
Yes. You can pre-order. Pre-order is actually winding down. This week is winding down. I think maybe tomorrow or Wednesday is like the last day, because you got to actually get ready to like get them shipped to me and everything for signatures. But we are also transitioning to Amazon soon. So we're going to Amazon soon. So those are going to come straight to you. So when those are ready, they come straight to you. So when I do get the manuscript, like the digital manuscript, I will be doing online virtual reading, you know, of it and everything, and just having some fun with it. I'm just so proud, just so happy that, you know, to make this story happen.
Well, it's great to have somebody to lift the spirits, and congratulations on a job well done. And
Thank you. Have
a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. And I know you've been good. I know you've been nice. So we have to worry about anything else, okay? So I got to say, I know you've been nice, and you got some of your stocking coming to you. You got the word.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good holiday, okay? Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks. Wow. That's such a relief to know that I've been good. That is Andre Russell, a.k.a. Dreezy Claus, Chicago's Black Santa. His website, www.dreezy.com.